This 18-year-old changed the world, announcing end of poverty markets, the next generation of non-fungible tokens. It took 5,000 years for us to understand that global poverty can only lead to the world's end. At 18, a clever lady without any aid saved the world in less than a decade. She started buying poverty before the world worsened for $3.5 million per person. It was very beautiful and noble. And then all the governments joined in and the whole thing went global. We didn't need borders, we didn't need war, what we needed was wisdom and some self-control. The $3.5 million was given away at the rate of $100 per day. So there was always money in the bank. Truly, a system for which the future generations will thank. The governments bought in as they saw it as an investment, and the world became wiser for every dollar spent. It was a perfect investment in the future of humankind, and most only learned to see that after they gained that peace of mind. It was an international bank without borders that would never stop taking orders. Anybody in the world could sell their non-fungible poverty, improve their well-being, and expand their ownership of property. All of a sudden, everyone had $100 to spend per day, and there was no inflation to run away. The idea of war became laughable as every nation opened their door. Humanity became happy and lived in full. No human being was seen as some abstract tool. Prisons around the world started falling apart as everyone had a chance to grow wise and smart. People could afford to move out of bad places. The world was filled with smiling faces. Every school everywhere started teaching wisdom and business, completely repairing the climate mess. The sciences started expanding like crazy. It turned out the students were never lazy. It is that those who previously worked out of their damn mind could take time off and put a halt to their endless grind. People felt their intelligence rise, and people all around the world started becoming profoundly wise. New businesses emerged all around the world, as that $100 seeded new dreams and ideas untold. No longer did people settle on bare minimum. Everyone raced to reach their maximum. It turned out poverty was poisoning our minds, and that the toxic effect of fear actually blinds. Once everyone saw that they were saved from homelessness and starvation, the world grew in greatness and imagination. We finally became wise enough to leave all the bad ideas behind and united as one happy humankind. For all those entrepreneurs out there, stop thinking small. Rise and stand up tall.